Morning, everyone. Happy Thursday. This meeting of the Rules Committee is officially called to order. And the first item on the agenda is approval of the minutes. Representative Engen, would you be willing to move the minutes?
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Thank you so much. Representative Engen moves the minutes from Tuesday, January 31st, 2023. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The minutes are adopted. Our item of business for today is adopting the calendar for the day for Monday, February 6, 2023. We will be calendaring three bills, House File 121, Competency Restoration, Representative Edelson, House File 90, Public Defender Funding, Representative Becker Finn, and Senate File Criminal Division Funding for the Attorney General's Office. The companion in the House is House File 29, Representative Hewitt. Any discussion to the calendar for the day? Representative O'Neill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So we've had this ongoing conversation about having chief authors in the room. And I actually had a former staffer reach out to me who had staffed then Majority Leader Joyce Pepin, who did make that as a requirement. So I just want that record to be corrected, that there was a time, and it wasn't too long ago, that we actually did require chief authors to be in the room. And for a very good reason, because something is happening this session that in my tenure here I've never seen. I was in a committee yesterday, and we were discussing a finance bill in a finance committee without a fiscal report. It was two different bills that were being heard without fiscal notes. And then we were told when we asked questions related to that, that we don't go into the weeds here, we only stay high level. So, and also those bills, it seems to be that there is a whole slew of bills that are skipping committee stops. So I would like to ask the authors of these bills, I think they should be present, if proper procedures were being followed, did all of the committee stops that should be made, were they made? Were fiscal notes actually presented in the fiscal committees of the jurisdiction of origin? And a few other questions I have as well, because these are all procedural questions, and we are definitely skipping procedure here this session. And I've said it before, I'll say it again, there is a freight train coming at all of us, and I don't just mean the minority, I mean every staff, every member, every lobbyist, the members of the public. There is so much happening so quickly in so many different committees that one could possibly not keep up. So I would like the chief authors to be present to answer these questions, Mr. Chair.
I think you, Representative O'Neill, I think we're going to have to agree to disagree on this one. As I mentioned when you brought this up in our last meeting, the bills aren't before us. We're not amending the bills. We are simply calendaring them. So it doesn't follow that we need the chief authors here. We aren't skipping any committee stops for these bills. If there were questions on the finance aspects of those, they all go to Ways and Means, and they have all gone to Ways and Means before being moved out. That's the appropriate place to have a discussion about finance issues for these bills. A topic of the Rules Committee is what day they get scheduled for the floor for the calendar. And I'll just also add that we have heard in the past a lot of desire to have bills move as standalones. You can't have it both ways. We can't say that we want bills not to move in omnibus bills and then complain when we move bills as standalones, because if we don't start moving bills as standalones now, we have a short session. They will all wind up in omnibus bills at the end. And so I think that there has been some positive comments made that I've heard from members on your side of the aisle about moving standalone fiscal bills, and that's what we're trying to do here today.
Mr. Chair.
Representative O'Neill.
Mr. Chair, I appreciate the standalone bill, and we all want standalone bills. The problem is, when you have a bill that drastically changes the cost of housing, it should go to housing, for an example, and it is not going to the Housing Committee. There are many examples of bills like that that are absolutely skipping committee stops. And I would say that, yes, while the Ways and Means Committee does deal with finance, the Committee of Origin, as in the Climate and Energy Committee, which is a finance committee, should have the fiscal note in front of them when they debate the bill. That is where that should be. It shouldn't be appearing at the Ways and Means Committee. That is not how we do things around here. I wish we had Representative Torkelson, who's been here slightly longer than I have, but that's not how you do the sausage making. And I appreciate the fact that you want standalone bills, but you still have to follow custom and usage and procedures that we've had in place for over 100 years. And we are not doing that. And despite your assurances that we are not doing that. And If you want us to put together an entire list of bills that have missed committee hearings, we could do that. I don't really want to go there, but at the bare minimum, I would like to have the authors here to ask them if proper procedures were actually followed. Was there actually a fiscal note in the original first finance committee where it should have been heard? And which committees did it follow? Some of these things aren't as, well, certainly it's hard for the public to see, but there is so much happening so quickly that people are spread so thin. I know your staff is spread thin. I can hear it on my floor. I hear the concerns of folks on my floor because I'm on the third floor that shares space with your party. And so, Mr. Chair, this is not a big request. This is a small request, but I will continue to ask it until that request is satisfied because we are absolutely stepping outside the bounds of what this place is supposed to do. I appreciate the fact that you want to do standalone bills, and we all want to do standalone bills, but we want to do them in the proper way, through the proper committees, with fiscal notes present in the first fiscal committee. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative O'Neill. Further discussion to the calendar for the day. Seeing none, all those, I move the adoption of the calendar for the day pursuant to Rule 1.21 and 3.33. The Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration would designate February 6, 2023 for the adoption of the calendar for the day and establish a pre-filing requirement for amendments offered to those bills. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed?
No.
The calendar for the day is adopted. And that is our business for the day, so we are adjourned. Thank you, members.